This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now we go to the Ra. If you remember what we did last lesson, it's the Tafkhim and Tarqiq. Tafkhim is making something like Ah, okay, open and heavy. And Tarqiq is like Ah. And we said father and dad regarding the Alif. Now we move to the Tafkhim and the Tarqiq of the letter Ra. Okay, because Tafkhim and Tarqiq, you should know, apply to the letter Alif and the letter Ra. Okay, every other letter is one or the other. Okay, but Ra and Alif, they have both. Now, Tafkhim of the Ra is the default setting. So, whenever you pronounce the Ra, you give it a Tafkhim. So, in reality, you could add the letter Ra to these here, خُصَّ ضَغْطٍ قِلْضٍ, that these are the حُرُوفِ الْإِسْتِعْلَىٰ, the letters that raise the alif to tafkhim, but you could add the ra to it. Now, you might ask, well, why didn't they put the ra here? The reason is that the ra is not always مُفَخَّمَ in itself. These letters are حُرُوفِ الْإِسْتِعْلَىٰ, they're مُفَخَّم, fattened in themselves all the time. Okay? But the ra has some cases of tarqiq. So that's why they didn't put it there. However, whenever a ra precedes a fatha or an alif, you give that fatha or alif tafkhim. Okay, ra, ra. Okay, and this is something unique to the recitation of Hafs. There is another dialect recitation called warsh, in which the ra is not mufakham. Okay. But in this case, so we're not going to discuss that, but just in case you hear it elsewhere. So in this case, anytime Ra precedes Fatha or Alif, you're going to pronounce that Fatha and Alif Mufakham. Ah, Rab. Okay. Rami. Okay. Raji'. All right. Now, as for the letter itself, these are the three cases in which, and this should be indented here, these are the three cases in which the Ra is actually softened. Number one, when it receives a Kasra. Anytime Ra receives a Kasra, okay, it's Muraqqaq. You would say, for example, Kajahri. You wouldn't say Kajahri. Kajahri. It's softened. Kajahri. Okay. When it receives a Sukoon and preceded by a Kasra, it's the same effect. Wastaghfirhu. You hear that? Not firhu. Fir. Not fir. Okay? And there's another ayah in the Quran that says, firru ilallah. Flee to Allah. Fir. Wastaghfirhu. Okay? Wastaghfirhu. And then again, when it's preceded by two sukoons and a kasra. Okay? Hijr. Okay? Hijrin. Hijrin. Alright? Hijr. Okay? So again, when it's preceded, when it has a sukoon, hijr, when it has a sukoon, and the previous letter has a sukoon, and the previous letter has a kasra. So what's unique about all this? The kasra. Whether it's once on it, once removed, or twice removed. That's really the best way to memorize it. All right? So the ra is muraqqaqa, it receives tarqiq, when it has a kasra, or the kasra is once removed, or the kasra is twice removed. All right? And for this reason, we do not place the Ra with حروف الاستعلاء, because there are cases in which the Ra is مرقق. And again, those cases are when the Ra is receiving a Kasra, where the Kasra is once removed or twice removed, and of course preceded by sukoons, two sukoons here. You see a sukoon here and you see two sukoons here. Okay, so that's the rule regarding the Ra. So now let's turn to our reading. Okay, Surah Al-Duha. والضحى ألف مرققة. Okay. ألف مرققة. والضحى. Not والضحى. الضحى. You commonly hear this spoken. الضحى. No. الضحى. Okay. You ask yourself, is it part of خُصَّ ضَغْطٍ قِذٍ? No. حاء is not part of خُصَّ ضَغْطٍ قِذٍ. This is حاء with ألف, and this is the dagger ألف. ألف مقصورة. والليل إذا سجى. Saja is to grow still. Okay. And here again, jim is min huruf. Is it huruf al-isti'la? No, it's not. So you're going to say saja. And here you have the fatha. Again, sa, not sa, sa. Saja. Another example here, ma, muraqqaq. Is it huruf al-isti'la? Khusa daqt al-qif? No. So you're going to say ma, not ma, ma. Ma wadda'aka. All of these is the fatha, and the alif here is given tarqiq and not tafkheem. Okay, but here, rabbuka, ra, ra, ra. Okay, because it's not huruf al-isti'la, but it's the unique case in which when its effect on the alif and the fatha is the same as khusra daqt inqidh, huruf al-isti'la, but in itself, when it's associated with a kasra, it's muraqqaq. That's why we didn't add it to the category, the listing of khusra daqt inqidh. Okay, ma wadda'aka rabbuka وَمَا قَلَى لَا. Again here. قَى. And here's an example of تَفْخِيم. قَى, قَى, قَى. It produces the effect of تَفْخِيم on the fatha. وَلَلْأَخِي رَى تُو. Here. رَى. خَى. خَيْرٌ. So, خَيْر. The actual correct pronunciation is خَيْر, not خَيْر, right? Of course, you could, like we said earlier, there are no rules on how you can talk. But how you recite the Qur'an is differently, and how you speak. If you're going to give, let's say, reciting a hadith or something technical, you should recite it properly, right? You should read it properly if it's like technical language, if it's a issue in fiqh. You could talk how you want. You want to say khair, you could say khair all you want. All right, but the technical reading of it is khair, because this is min huruf al-isti'la. خص ضغط قض خير رن لك من الأولى أولى ولسوف. Okay, again, حروف الاستعلاء, no, therefore ترقيق. سوف يعطيك ربك. Here again, alright, its effect of استعلاء, even though it's not من حروف الاستعلاء, its effect on the فتحة is تفخيم. فَتَرْضَى. Now here is an example. This ra, it will be pronounced with tafkheem. Why? Is it have a kasra? No. It has a sukoon. Is the previous letter a kasra? No. Okay? So you pronounce it فَتَرْضَى. Not فَتَرْضَى. فَتَرْضَى. No. فَتَرْضَى. And then this is from حروف الاستعلاء. Therefore this alif maqsura receives تفخيم فتر ضا. ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى. All ترقيق. ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى. Now what's this? What's this? You know, you should be able to answer this if you watch the previous two videos, because we talk about it. This is قلقلة صغرى. قلقلة in the middle of the word. Lesser قلقلة because it's in the middle of the word. The greater قلقلة, قلقلة كبرى, is when it's at the end of the word. ألم يجدك. You don't say alam yajidka. No, alam yajidka. You have to pronounce it. Yajidka. Yatiman fa'awa. Wa wajadaka. All tarqiq. Dallan fahada. Here, tafkheem. Khusa daqt inqidh. Fahada tarqiq. In fahada. ووجدك عائلا فأغنى. This in itself is مفخم فأغنى, but all the fathas here are مرقق. فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر. What is this? قلقلة صغرى. قطب الجد. قاف طا باء جيم دال. These are حروف القلقلة. تقهر. Okay, and this again is مفخم. This راء is مفخم. تقهر. You don't say taqahir, no, taqahir. Right? Not taqahir, taqahir. Wa amma sa'ila tarqiq fala tanhir. Again, ra mufakhama. It has a sukoon. The rule is if it has a sukoon, you look before it. If it has a kasra, then it's muraqqaq. But it doesn't have a kasra. The letter before it has a fatha. So it's mufakham. Tanhir. Wa amma bi ni'mati ربك فحدث. Okay, Here you have ra affecting the fatha with tafkhim, and here you have min huruf al-hams. What are huruf al-hams? Fahathahu shakhsun sakat. Which means that when it's alone by itself, okay, then you have to give it that extra enunciation that is not qalqala and is not a fatha that we can hear it. So fahaddith. You can easily lose the fat here by saying fahaddith. You didn't hear a ha, right? A tha. But no, you have to say fahaddith. You have to make sure it's heard. Fahaddith. Okay? Fahathahu shakhsun sakat. So now you have three sets of letters. Or four, sorry. Okay? You have qalqala, qutub jad. You have hems, fahathahu shakhsun sakat. You have tasfir, which is, there's no word for it. It's sad, zain, and seen. Okay? And then you have huruful isti'la, which offer tafkhim in themselves and to the alif and fatha that follow it, and that is khussa daghtin qidh. Okay, so now you have your you're starting to pile on the rules one at a time, and you don't have to worry if you're losing them, forgetting them. Oh my gosh, well, we're going to keep reading, and there's going to come a point where we're just going to read and we've already studied the rules. So we're just going to keep reading and going over the rules when we see them, so that when you recite yourself, you can remember. And eventually it becomes second nature. And I'm talking for myself. I first studied these rules in 1995, I believe it was, under the Sheikh Muhammad Jibril. And we're like all thinking and memorizing. But then it became second nature, so much so, if years pass by and you don't teach it, you have to actually go study it again, because you pronounce, you follow the rules, but you can't even remember what they're called or what the letters are. So it becomes second nature, and that's what it will become for you, bi'idhnillah. As-salamu alaykum.